Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Servant and child of the King. As a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, the Bible describes our relationship as a bond servant to Christ. And we are also referred to as children of God, the King of Kings. A bond servant is a slave, voluntarily serving our owner and master. Listen to Scripture describe our position as a bond servant, with the example of Paul, Romans 1. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ. From John 12, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Romans 6. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God, once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I'm using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led even deeper into sin. Now, you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living, so that you will become holy. When you are slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Look at Galatians 3 and also chapter 4. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we're no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God, through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, be encouraged and strengthened, even confident of our relationship with God as his children, indeed, a child of the King. Let's look at Romans 8. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we might also be glorified with him. John 1st chapter. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Philippians chapter 2. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. 1 John chapter 3, in closing, see how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not shown us yet what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the privilege to serve God out of love and a desire to do what pleases him. He gives us the power to do good through his Holy Spirit. And as children of God, a child of the King, we will be like him when we see Christ. We will see him as he really is. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.